Hello, friend. It's Jan Lundy. I hope you're having a good day today. And I'm delighted to be able to offer you another installment of my Pure Presence blog and podcast. The last podcast featured a morning routine, which focused on making sure that we took enough time to greet the day in a meaningful way, especially with gentle practices. And hopefully, an orientation towards spiritual practice as well, because that's one of the prime times of the day when we are open to such wonderful mind and heart sets of spaciousness, of openness, and receptivity. Well, maybe you never thought about it, but the evening time can be the same way. So for many years, I've thought about my morning as a 30 to 60 minute wake-up call, intentionally crafted, and the evening as a 30 to 60 minute evening detox, which I've crafted the same way. I have found that these two orientations for my day make all the difference in my day. They also impact health of body, health of mind, emotional health, and spiritual health. As I talk with people through spiritual guidance sessions or teaching in classes, I often hear, more often than I ever thought I would, how individuals are having sleep issues, just not sleeping well at all, or having a hard time getting to sleep, staying asleep. Busy-mindedness, anxiety, worry, fatigue upon waking. And I've experienced this myself too, especially over the years, as you know, I've talked about quite often, navigating anxiety. And to know, I know what that's like to wake up in the night with anxious thinking and to lay there for hours without being able to calm or clear those anxious thoughts. And also, develop practices that help me navigate that and hopefully in time eliminate it. It's rare today where I have one of those anxious awakenings. I really think it's due to this routine. So I'm really happy to share this with you today. Thank you for being receptive to it. Our evening routine is equally as important as our morning routine for creating inner harmony. The 30 minutes, and maybe longer, you'll have to discern this. Do you need longer for a wind down detox routine? I know I do. The 30 minutes we spend before bedtime is vital to our health and well-being. It also sets the tone, and this is something most of us probably don't think about today in our technology-oriented culture. It sets the tone for our rest and dreaming patterns. Research shows that the input we experience right before sleep, and this is the 30 to 60 minutes before sleep, can be repeated 5 to 7 times per night in our dreams. If you seek restful sleep, you should definitely choose pre-bedtime activities that do not overstimulate you. And we'll talk a little bit more about this in a few moments. As busy people, our pre-bedtime routines are often spent in even more busyness. We may scramble to get last-minute things completed, especially if you know you're going to head out the door the next morning for meetings or getting kids to school or your work obligations. And so the evening, especially right before bed, is sometimes focused on our to-do lists, on getting things done we didn't get done during the day, like paying bills, or if you have a family, doing family chores late into the night, laundry, packing lunches, picking up the house, organizing children's toys. Also, many of us bring work home with us from the office, and we may be doing work late into the night and then expecting unrealistically that we're going to fall asleep easily. So it's no surprise that we fall into bed our minds racing and going over many thoughts of unfinished tasks and yet what we might also have to do tomorrow morning. So sleep does not come easily, and we may feel exhausted upon waking. This is really no surprise. I mean, we are getting out exactly what we're putting in. We have not given our body mind the opportunity to slow down or detox. And that's one of my favorite words for this evening time, to know that whatever time you're going to go to bed, to pick a time frame that works for you, 30 to 60 minutes, that you are going to gentle down. You're going to stop doing and settle into a more restful state of being. So to create a 30 to 60 minute detox routine, it usually begins by actually slowing down your physical pace. So you're not dashing about, you're not necessarily exercising unless you're doing like a yoga nidra, which is a type of yoga which is very wonderful for helping you enter into sleep. And engage in relaxing activities. Take a bath, take a shower, listen to soothing music, or read something inspirational. In short, try to end your day as peacefully as you started it. Activities to avoid before bed. There are many, many. Anything that it causes overstimulation of our mind or senses. Watching television is one. Viewing the news, or especially anything violent or agitating in terms of shows or movies. Reading the newspaper. I know many people who enjoy reading mystery novels or murder mysteries, and then they wonder why they don't sleep well at night. So maybe don't read those particular books at night. Enjoy your routine. Find the wherewithal within you to create a special time and space for yourself that is nourishing, deeply caring. That's what this is all about, to give yourself deep body, mind, emotional, spiritual rest in a timely fashion so that you can have much better sleep. It takes time, it takes dedication, it takes practice, but I've learned that it works, and it's one of the greatest gifts I can give to myself. I look forward to it every evening to give myself the gift of winding down, of quieting down, shifting into neutral, and just entering into a deepest state of mental, emotional, body, and spiritual relaxation that I can. We shouldn't be surprised when we hear that 90% of the published media we are taking in is negative. And I'm a real stickler about this, to definitely watch the kind of input you are giving yourself and the tone of it. If it is fear-based, anxiety-producing, negative, of course, we just simply do not want to go there. You know, if you have to read the newspaper, if you want to watch the news, do it midday and no later than dinner time to give your mind the chance to wind down. The newest thing, of course, is being on our devices. And this has become completely consuming for some people. I hear others say that they relax by being on their device. And unfortunately, the brain science doesn't back this up. It keeps the mind in a particular mode of operation, especially if you are scrolling, like on social media or YouTube, or looking for things to watch or to entertain yourself. The mind just keeps going and going and going because that's what the mind does. And so it's creating this electrical impulse pattern that continues, and it takes time for that to wind down. And the experts tell us at least 30 minutes and likely an hour. So in the spirit of good self-care, I would invite you to really think about what are the things, what activities can you choose that will allow you to let go of the strife of the world, your concern about the world, about the ins and outs of your daily life, to give yourself this deep experience of being well within yourself. And enjoy true rest. I mean, most of us are sleep deprived. I read a study not too long ago that talked about, I think it was as high as 70% of women especially say that they feel exhausted and they do not get enough sleep, or the quality of their sleep is very poor. So any of us can make positive choices for a more gentle evening routine. It really comes down to, do I have the motivation to do this? Do I care about myself enough to do this? Am I getting frustrated enough with an evening routine that is not creating positive and restful sleep and dreaming? Sometimes things have to get bad, unfortunately, before they get better. So this might be literally your wake-up call to create a wind-down call to take better care of yourself. What it requires is simply a deep desire for things to be different than they are, and a self-compassionate approach to life. You could ask yourself, how good do I really want to feel tonight and tomorrow morning? And what are the things that would help me feel that way? Keeping in mind that everybody's are a little different. So let me tell you about my wind down routine. There isn't television or watching movies or scrolling on social media. I'm not on social media anymore, by the way, if any of you wonder. And reading is wonderful. Gentle things, devotion. This is my spiritual time. And I guess that's one of the things I would like to emphasize. When people say they don't have time for spiritual practice, they don't have time for spiritual engagement, this is a great time, because it takes you into that place of connectivity with your deeper self, with the divine as you understand it, and it does allow for restful sleep. So my choice is something devotional. I have on my bedstand. I don't read fiction before bed. Sometimes if it's a self-help kind of thing, it's spiritual in nature. Mostly it's what I call devotional reading. And this is something based in perennial wisdom, perhaps the scriptures of different religious traditions or spiritual orientations. Right now, very truthfully, one of the very simple things and only things I'm doing is I have a daily word from Unity, and I read that every night. And maybe if I missed a night, I catch up on it, and then I close my eyes and just begin some gentle breathing, relaxing my body, offering myself self-compassion if there's any thoughts that are emerging, emotions that are emerging, gentling down, I call it, just gentling down as if you are shifting into neutral. In a stick shift car, I don't know if you know how to drive one, but I learned to drive on one. And so it was very powerful to me when I realized that when you move the gear shift into neutral, the car is still moving, but you're not efforting. You're not doing anything but coasting. So I think of this as, all right, shift into neutral, Jan, and breathe and let go and rest. Bless your body. I do a little devotional reading, and then I really do a form of prayer before I go to sleep. Sometimes it's just a blessing practice. It's thinking of all my beautiful loved ones, all the people in the world that I love and care about, and blessing them. Just holding them in my attention for a moment and then releasing them to the divine. I also do prayers of gratitude. to think about all the things I'm grateful for that have happened during the day or just in my life in general. And sometimes it's talking to the divine, having a conversation. And that feels so deeply meaningful to me and restful. Like I am honoring who I am in the deepest way possible, and that I can go to sleep resting in the arms of the divine. This is my wish for you and my invitation, that you will care deeply enough about yourself to create a 30 to 60 minute evening detox, a time for the deep connection to your true self, a holistic entry into relaxing body, relaxing mind, relaxing emotions, and resting in the spirit. May it be so for you. If you have any questions or suggestions, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. You have my email address here, and I always love to hear from you. I wish you many blessings, restful blessings, for peaceful sleep and dreams. Bye for now.